taken from Matthew chapter 27, verse 27 to 31.
今天的经文取自马太福音27章27到31节。
Matthew chapter 27, verse 27 to 31. I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Matthew chapter 27, verse 27. Then the governor's soldier took Jesus to the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him. They took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Asleep already? Was that long a worship? Oh, peace to you, brothers and sisters. Now today, as we go into this period of Lent and this sermons, let us all reflect on all this that we are reading. So in today's passage, we see the Romans love their games.
我们看到罗马人喜欢玩游戏。
They love watching people fight to their death. That was entertainment for them.
看着别人打架致死是一种娱乐。
They also believe that their gods love these fights.
他们也相信他们的神明也喜欢看打架。
Many Roman people, if you have watched Gladiator, you know they went to big amphitheaters to watch all these fights.
许多罗马人到圆形剧场看这些游戏。
The Romans love their games.
他们很喜欢他们的游戏。
First, you have men in armor coming out and fighting against wild animals.
首先穿着武装的人会出来打野兽。
They captured all these animals from faraway land and they brought them to the stadium specifically for all these fights.
他们从遥远的地方抓了这些动物来打架。
Then they were, you know, all these wild animals from faraway land, they enhanced all this exotic flavor of all these events.
这些会增进这些游戏的奇异性。
And usually, the man will kill these animals.
有时人会把动物杀死。
Sometimes the animals kill the man.
但也是会有人被动物杀死。
Never mind, the human deaths only make it even more exciting.
不用紧，人的死亡让游戏更加的刺激。
Around lunchtime, there'll be a break.
中午的时间会有间隔。
And while the people are eating lunch in their seats, there'll be a halftime show.
当人们坐在座位上吃午餐的时候，会有中场秀。
And in the halftime show, there'll be singers, dancers, maybe a little play.
会有跳舞、唱歌或者戏剧。
And sometimes they have criminals being killed.
有时也会有犯人被处死。
They'll have the criminals bring out, and maybe will have their heads chopped off.
有时会把犯人拉出来斩首。
Sometimes they were tied to poles, and then they were send bears to attack them.
有时候会绑在柱子上，然后由熊来攻击他们。
Sometimes they will push off a high tower, you know, anything that is creative.
有时候会从高处抛下来，有种种创意的方法。
Now the gods love to see all this justice being done.
因为他们的神明喜欢公义。
And so they also like all these criminals being killed.
所以他们也喜欢这些犯人受处决。
And this is the lunchtime show.
这就是他们的中场秀。
After lunch, there will be another show.
过后还有另外一种秀。
And this time, the men fought men, humans fight human.
就是人跟人打架。
And in the big cities, often these fights will be a fight to the death.
在大城市之中。 通常是生死之战。
In short, the Romans love their games.
总而言之，罗马人喜欢玩游戏。
Now, thanks to my connection to this great gaming community,
由于本人跟游戏群体有交情,
I managed to unearth a very ancient gaming session report from the Roman times.
我寻获了一篇古罗马时代的游戏报告。
Now, for many of us who are not gaming geeks, a session report is basically a recollection of what happened during a gaming session.
不是玩家的也许不懂，游戏报告就是一场游戏经过的回忆录。
Now, as a gamer, if you are a true gaming geek, not only you enjoy playing games,
如果你是玩家，你不但喜欢玩游戏，
you not only enjoy writing about the games,
你不但喜欢记录你的经验，
you even enjoy reading the gaming experiences of others,
你也会享受阅读别人的游戏经验。
So a session report, a gaming session report, can provide lots of information about whether a game is fun, who are playing the games, what strategies were used, and so on.
一场游戏报告内容非常丰富，有描述游戏是否好玩，谁在玩游戏，运用的策略等等。
So this ancient gaming session report that I managed to unearth belongs to a Roman soldier based in Judea in the first century.
这份古老的游戏报告属于一个在第一世纪，在犹大地的一个罗马兵丁。
So allow me to read this session report to you.
让我念给你们听。
The name of the game.
游戏名称。
So you think you can be king.
你真以为你是王。
Location, the Praetorium, also known as Herod's Castle.
地点，衙门，也称为希律王的旧城堡。
Players, our company of 600 men and a man called Jesus of Nazareth.
参与者，全营的600人，还有一位叫拿撒勒人耶稣的人。
This is the summary of the report.
报告简要。
This is my third time playing this role-playing game.
这是我第三次玩这个角色扮演的游戏。
I joined this game with great expectations because it was so much fun the previous two times around.
我带着满心的期待参加，因为前两次都很好玩。
The first time I played it with a man called Tullius.
第一次玩是跟一个叫丢大的人玩。
He was a leader of 400 men.
服从他的人有400个。
The second time I played it with this guy called Judas the Galilean.
第二次玩是跟加利利的犹大。
And he led a band of men in revolt as well.
他也有引诱一些百姓跟他一起造反。
Now these guys, they enriched the gaming experience because they were true fighters.
这两位仁兄促进了整个游戏的过程，因为他们是真正的战士。
They played along perfectly in their roles.
他们完美地扮演了自己的角色。
When we prodded them, they lashed back.
当我们刺激他们，他们回以抨击。
When we mocked, they retaliated.
当我们嘲讽他们，他们反抗。
And when we laughed, they revealed their shame and hatred.
当我们讥笑他们，他们透露了惭愧与憎恨。
The two games that we played with them were like a perfect dance between two competent partners.
我们跟他们玩的这两场游戏，就好像两个在行的舞伴在跳舞。
And danced with it.
我们就不断地跳着。
Till they were spent.
直到他们心灵交瘁。
Fully subdued and defeated.
屈服认输
broken man in a lifeless human shell
成为只剩下躯壳破碎的人
it was such fun
真好玩
however this gaming session with Jesus of Nazareth was such a disappointment
但这次跟拿撒勒人耶稣的游戏真的是太令人失望
oh he professed himself as the king of the Jews before Pilate
他在比拉多面前自称自己是犹太人的王
you know the governor asked him are you the king of the Jews?
那个巡抚问他：“你是犹太人的王吗
？”You have said so, Jesus replied.
耶稣说：“你说的是。
”A mighty claim.
出口谎言。
But it's just empty talk.
但只是空谈。
To my surprise, there was no fight at all in this man.
我很惊讶，这个人一点斗志都没有。
We get up all the guys in the company.
我们召集了营中所有的兄弟。
We did our usual dress-up routine.
我们照常预备我们的打扮。
We use a red robe as the royal attire.
我们以一件朱红色的袍子为王袍
a staff as a scepter
用荆棘编成用苇子做权杖
and the woven thorns as the crown
用荆棘做冠冕
and in my experience this never fails to rile up all these barbarian country bumpkins
这种会刺激这些野蛮的乡巴佬
they hated us as much as we love to tease them
他们痛恨我们的程度跟我们戏弄他们的程度是相等的。
This never fails to incite their rebellious nature.
这种会激发他们的叛逆的性格。
It never failed until now.
直到这次。
This time we never got a single reaction from this guy.
这次我们一点反应都没有。
Jesus of Nazareth.
拿撒勒人耶稣。
What an utter disappointment.
真叫人失望。
I have to say that we were fully participative in this, in our roles.
我们可以说是已经全情参与。
We role-played as faithful subjects by kneeling in front of him.
我们扮演俯伏跪拜的百姓。
We shouted, Hail, King of the Jews!
我们呼喊恭喜犹太人的王。
We cheered our greetings loudly to him.
我们欢呼他。
To let him feel the disgrace of facing a hero's welcome.
就是让他感受到面对英雄的欢迎的这种耻辱。
An honor that he might feel that he truly deserved.
他可能以为自己配得这种荣耀。
But now is ever more painful Because it's only given in mockery by his conquerors.
因为这种欢呼是战胜他的人用来戏弄他的。
We did our best to ridicule him.
我们尽量的愚弄他。
When that similarly failed to arouse his anger,
当这样不能激怒他的时候
we even spat on him.
我们还吐唾沫在他的脸上。
Now spitting on a person is the most grievous insult possible.
吐唾沫在一个人的身上是最严厉的羞辱。
These Jewish people considered us, the spittle of our non-Jews, very particularly ceremonially unclean.
犹太人把外邦人的唾液当成是不洁净的。
Yet there was again nothing from this man.
但这人仍然没有反应。
Someone in the company had another clever idea how to mock him.
营里的人还有更好的主意。
Ah, let's mock him as a prophet.
就把他当成先知来戏弄他。
Maybe he's the religious type that will not hold down an insult to his God.
他可能是那种很虔诚，不能忍受别人侮辱他的神的那种。
So we blindfolded him and beat him.
所以我们就蒙着他的眼睛打他。
Then we asked him to prophesy. Who would you?
然后叫他说预言，
看
谁打他。
If he ever calls himself, he has ever called himself a prophet.
如果他把自己当成先知
，then surely he will fight to defend his God.
他一定会。为自己的神辩护。
Again, that plan fell flat.
结果这个计划也失败了。
He again failed to respond to all our taunting.
他又不理我们的挑衅。
In the end, our enthusiasm died down quickly.
结果我们的兴致很快就淡化了。
And we just sent him on his way to the crucifixion.
就把他送去钉十字架。
Now, verdict of this game?
游戏的裁决。
If I'll think twice if I've ever invited to play this role-playing game again.
以后如果再叫我玩这个游戏，我会三思。
Maybe I'll join if I get a real king to play with.
如果可以跟真的王一起玩，我才会参加。
End session report.
游戏报告完毕。
Now why? Why were the game? Were the Roman soldiers gaming with Jesus?
罗马丁兵为什么要跟耶稣玩游戏呢
？What is the point of toying with him?
为什么要玩他呢
？I believe their fascination with games is deeply related to their culture, to their worldview.
我相信他们对游戏的痴狂跟他们的文化和世界观有密切的关系。
To the Romans, might is right.
对罗马人来说，谁的力量大，谁就是对的。
Might is right.
谁的力量大，谁就是对的。
They dominated over their enemies with their military capabilities.
他们用军事力量来支配敌人。
They squash any sign of uprising with brutal force.
他们用暴力打压任何的叛乱分子。
And they ruled the empire with immense power.
他们用权力来掌管整个帝国。
There are three main gods.
他们有三个主要的神明。
The first, Jupiter, god of rain, thunder, lightning.
朱比特，暴雨、打雷、闪电的神。
Second, god Mars, god of warfare.
战神。
Third, Quirinus, also, they need two, another god of war.
归里纳斯同样是战神。
Three main gods, all violent gods.
三个主要的神明。
Their superiority and mastery over physical strength, this was their security.
他们优越的实际力量是他们的保障。
And this was their belief as well.
这是他们的信念。
Physical strength, this is their pride.
力量就是他们的荣耀。
And so they play games.
所以他们玩游戏。
Games of battle and war, this was their entertainment.
征战的游戏是他们的娱乐。
They were all these games. They were a celebration of their triumph over others.
他们庆贺他们对别人的胜利。
The games were evidence of the truth in their philosophy.
是他们信念真实的证据。
Might is right.
弱肉强食。
The strong prevails over the weak.
弱肉强食。
They were stronger.
他们强。
And therefore they have the victory.
所以他们胜利。
And now the weak must bow in submission to them.
弱者必须屈服。
Might is right.
谁的力量大，谁就是对的。
And so all this dressing up, the role playing, all this were part of the game.
所以服装打扮、角色扮演，这就是都是游戏的一部分。
You may be a king in your own barbarian land.
你可能是你帝国的霸王。
But in before the mighty Rome.You're just a joke.
但在伟大的罗马面前，你只是笑柄。
This is what we do to barbarian kings.
这是我们怎么对待蛮王。
This is our warning to the world.
这是我们对世界的警告。
So you think you can be king?
你真的以为你是王吗？
Come, let's play a game.
来，我们玩游戏。
Let me treat you as a king.
来，我像王一样的伺候你。
With your robe, your scepter, your crown.
穿着王袍，拿着权杖，戴着王冠。
Come, let me worship you.
我敬拜你。
And then I will hang you as a rebel on the cross.
然后我就以乱党的罪名把你钉在十字架上。
I want you to fight.
我要你反抗。
Make no mistake, it's no fun if you just give up your control totally to us.
如果你就这么的放弃，就没有乐趣了。
We want you to defend your pride.
我们要你维护你的尊严。
We want you to challenge our claims of superiority.
我们要你挑战我们的断言。
And eventually, we want you to acknowledge the truth.
最终，我们要你承认事实。
That when your will is finally broken,
就是当你的意志被摧毁了。
All your feeble aspirations.They are worthless before the mighty Rome.
你微弱的抱负在伟大的罗马面前是没有价值的。
But what can we learn today from the session report?
我们从游戏报告能学到什么呢？
Jesus is not a pawn in their game.
耶稣不是他们游戏里的主子。
Jesus is not a pawn in their game.
耶稣不是游戏里的主子。
They can taunt.
他们挑衅。
They can insult.
他们侮辱。
But we read of no response.
但是我们没有读到耶稣有什么反应。
Jesus cares not for his pride.
耶稣不在乎他的尊严。
He doesn't harbor any hatred for these Romans.
他对罗马人没有怀恨于心。
We know he is not motivated by any nationalistic ambition.
他的动机不是民族抱负。
And so all the mockery from these Roman soldiers, they fell flat because he's just not your regular anti-government revolutionary.
所以兵士们的嘲笑失败了，因为他不是一般的反政府叛乱子。
Jesus was in quiet acceptance of a fate that he has already foretold.
耶稣默默地接受了他所预言的命运。
We read earlier than when Jesus was going up to Jerusalem.
我们读到耶稣上耶路撒冷的时候。
On the way, he took 12 aside and said to them.
在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说。
He says, "We are going up to Jerusalem."
他说看啊我们上耶路撒冷去
And the son of man will be handed over to the chief priests and teachers of the law
人子要被交给祭司长和文士他们要定他死罪
They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles
他们要定他死罪又交给外邦人
Handed over to the Gentiles to be mocked, to be flogged, and to be crucified
交给外邦人将他戏弄鞭打钉在十字架上
And on the third day, he will raise to life.
第三日他要复活。
Jesus knew what he was facing.
耶稣知道他将要面对的。
And he willingly submitted himself to the Father's will.
而他愿意服从天父的旨意。
And he went through all the shame, rejection, in full obedience to the plans of God.
他完全顺服耶稣的安排，经历了所有的羞辱和弃绝。
He is truly the King of the Jews.
他是真正的犹太人的王。
But he bore all the mockery and derision of the world that do not recognize him.
但他却承担了一个不认他的世界的嘲笑。
Now in doing so, Jesus revealed what is the true intention of God.
耶稣这么做显露了神真正的意思。
What does God want?
神所要的是什么？
What God wants is a servant king.
神所要的是一个服侍的君王
A servant king
服侍的君王
Let me read to you from Deuteronomy chapter 17
生命记第十七章
He says when you say let us set a king over us like all the nations around us
你若说你要立王治理我们像四周的国一样
Be sure to appoint yourself a king a lord, the Lord your God chooses
你总要立耶和华以神所拣选的人为王
He must be among your fellow Israelites
必从你弟兄中立一人
Do not place a foreigner over you one who is not an Israelite
不可立你兄弟以外的人为王
Now, here are the keys The king must not acquire great numbers of horses
只是王不可为自己加添马匹
He must not take many wives
他也不可以为自己多立妃嫔。
He must not accumulate large numbers of silver and gold.
也不可以为自己多积金银。
You see here, must not acquire, must not take, must not accumulate. And when he takes the throne of his kingdom, he must read all the days of the life, the law, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God and carefully follow all the words of this law and decrees.
他当了王位，要平生永读，好学习敬畏耶和华他的神。谨守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。
And verse 20 again is key. He must not consider himself better than his fellow Israelites and turn from the law to the right or to the left.
免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这诫命。
This is what God wants.
这是神所要的。
A servant king.
服侍的君王。
So Jesus is truly the king of the Jews.
所以耶稣是真正犹太人的王。
And he did not play along with the games of this world.
但是他没有参与这世界的游戏。
He has his own rules.
他有他自己的规则。
He has his own victory conditions.
他有他自己的输赢的标准。
Jesus is the king, but he did not fight.
耶稣是王，可是他不战斗。
He is the true prophet, but he does not prophesy on demand.
他是真正的先知，但他不愿意说预言。
Whatever he does is not for his own glory, but for the good of his people, a servant king.
他所做的不是为了自己的荣耀，乃是为了他的子民的好处。
Whatever he owns is not the riches of this world, but what he owns is the righteousness of God.
他所拥有的不是世界的财富，是神的公义。
And when he came to this world, he came to serve his people.
他来世界服侍人。
He died so that his people might live.
他死好让他的子民能活下去。
He sacrificed so that his followers might know what is true love.
他牺牲，所以他的门徒知道什么是真爱。
And thankfully, God raised him from the dead.
感谢神，神叫他从死里复活。
Because this is the vindication from God that the path that Jesus has taken, this is the right path.
神如此坚定，耶稣的道路是正确的。
This is the path ordained by God.
是神命定的道路。
This is why it ends by saying all authority and in heaven and on earth has been given. Given to who? Given to Jesus.
所以说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了耶稣。
So might is right as the Romans claim?
谁的力量大？是说力量大就是对的吗？
No.
不是。
The conclusion of Matthew have told us otherwise.
马太福音的结局证明了不是。
Might is not right. Only the will of God is right.
只有神的旨意是对的。
Now the sad truth is that the world never wanted such a king.
很遗憾的，这世界不要这样的王。
They don't want a servant king.
他们不要这样的王。
In 1 Samuel, it says, Samuel says to the Israelites, This is what the king who will reign over you will claim as his right.
撒母耳说，管辖你们的王必这样行。
He will take your sons and make them serve.
他必派你的儿子服侍他。
He will take your daughters.
并娶你的女儿。
He will take the best of your fields for his own use.
也必娶你们最好的田地。
And you yourself will become his slaves.
又必娶你们的仆人婢女。你们也必做他的仆人。
See what a very different king that is presented here? Take, take, take.
这个王是娶娶娶。
But the people refused to listen to Samuel.
百姓竟不肯听撒母耳的话。
No, they said.
不然。
We want a king over us.
我们定要一个王治理我们。
We will be like all the other nations with a king to lead us.
使我们像列国一样有王治理我们。
To go out before us.
统领我们。
Why? Because to fight our battles, to fight.
为我们征战。
This is the reality.
这是现实。
Even the Jews were like all the other nations.
连犹太人也像列国一样。
They want a warrior king.
他们要征战的王。
A warrior king.
他们要征战的王。
The Roman soldiers also expected such a warrior king.
罗马兵也预料的也是一个征战的王。
Their games were designed to battle against warrior kings.
他们的游戏设计就是要对抗这种征战的王。
This is the world they know.
这是他们的世界。
A world where might is right.
谁的力量大谁就是对的。
Brothers and sisters, what about you today?
弟兄姐妹你们呢？
In today's passage, we have seen the way in which Jesus is king.
今天的经文里，我们看到了耶稣做王的方式。
Is Jesus your king?
耶稣是你的王吗？
Do you want a servant king?
你要服侍人的王吗？
Let's think about this today.
我们一起思想。
Because this is not a decision to be taken lightly.
这不是简单的选择。
It is a commitment.
这是个委身。
Because if Jesus...Such a king is the one that you truly wish to follow, then we have to submit to his way.
若我们真的想跟随的是耶稣的话， 那我们就要顺服他的道路。
We see it's a way of meekness and humility.
是个谦卑虚心的道路。
It's a way of sacrifice and servitude.
是牺牲服事的道路。
Now the world may be confused with such ways.
世界可能看不懂。
But remember, we play a different game from them.
但我们的竞赛跟他们的不同。
There will be moments that we will fight.
我们也有战斗的时候。
But we fight not for our own self-interest.
但我们不是为了自我利益而战。
We fight against sinful desires. We fight against temptations. That's our battles.
我们对抗的是带罪的欲望和试探。
There'll be moments that we'll prophesy.
我们也有说预言的时候。
But we prophesy not for our pride.
但我们不是为了尊严而说预言。
We prophesy against the ways of the world.
我们对着世界的作为而说预言。
But like Jesus, there'll be times, moments.That we will neither fight, we will neither prophesy.
有如耶稣，我们也有不战斗、不说预言的时候。
Before the world, we appear weak and silent.
我们可能显得软弱无声。
But it's never about winning the spur of the moment.
可是在乎的是不是片刻的胜利。
We endure. We choose not to play all these silly games.
我们忍耐，我们选择不参与愚昧的游戏。
We persevere for the true crown that awaits us before the throne of God.
我们坚持是为了神宝座前等待我们的冠冕。
And therefore, as followers of Jesus, we live only with one concern.
所以我们只关心一件事。
And that is to fulfill the will of God.
那就是完成神的旨意。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you.Because you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to us. To show us no more games of this world, but only living for you. Lord, we want to ask that you transform our hearts. Transform us because we want to follow Jesus. We want to follow him. He is our King. Teach us to be good servants. Teach us to be good disciples.And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在来奉献。